This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And a good Saturday morning to you, and a thank you for joining us on these two final days of National Fishing and Boating Week, today and tomorrow. Wishing good luck to all the organized fishing event participants. We've got the Swole Fest, big fishing rodeo going on the island of Grand Isle. The Italian-American Rodeo, a long-running rodeo. That's taking place at the Hopedale Marina. And we have for you freshwater fishermen the Lake Verrett Crappie Showdown. And all over Louisiana, we have free fishing days both today and tomorrow. No license required for residents or non-residents. Alabama also has a free fishing day. Today only, though. No Sunday for them. Residents and non-residents can fish anywhere in Alabama waters free. But remember, you got to pay attention to all the rules and regulations. They do apply. And if you're going to be going fishing this weekend, well, as usual, we got live fishing reports coming up for you. We have a host of experts that are here to help you find and catch fish. We also welcome your personal comments, your own reports, your questions to 504-260-1870. That's our in-studio text line, comes directly in here. Tell us who you are, where you are, who you're with, and what you got going on. We love to hear from our listeners. And one thing I'd like to throw out there for you this morning, Father's Day weekend, next weekend, Father's Day next Saturday. Do you have any gift ideas? Is your shopping done? Maybe you can help some others who have not yet got that perfect gift for Dad by texting us, what was the best Dad's Day gift you ever gave or received? That number again is 504-260-1870. Put it in your contact list, and every Saturday morning you can shoot us a little text. All right, we also have another bad boy, and another second time around bad boy, a Louisiana charter captain, the operator of Triple Tail Charters in Plaquemines Parish, has been cited for alleged second time around offshore migratory species violations. He's our bad boy of the outdoors today. His story is coming up. Looking at the weather picture, I'm looking at the radar right now. Boy, we've had some pretty rough weather yesterday passing through South Louisiana, North Louisiana, parts of Mississippi and Alabama. That system appears to be all in the Gulf of Mexico right now and continuing to move in a southeasterly direction away from land. That's not real good news if you're an offshore fisherman, because there's some pretty nasty stuff out there. But again, the whole system is moving out, so it should be clearing up much better. And offshore fishing, as those winds die down a little bit, we're going to be left with some west winds. What will happen is those seas will calm down and let you get after those red snapper. And speaking of red snapper, boy, we had a great trip last Sunday. Went aboard the Cougar. Hadn't been on the Cougar in years. Went with the grandson and the son of the original skipper of the charter boat Cougar. That was Mr. Captain Stanley Coulon. And had a great trip. We were shooting a video for Bayou Wild TV, which you'll see on a TV set near you. We were treating red snapper that were affected by barotrauma. We demonstrated how to relieve them of that, how to tag them and release them properly, and I went home with some really nice fish. And speaking of snapper, Brendan Bayard, our kayak and paddler fishing reporter, made a great trip to Fort Morgan, Alabama, and came back with some beautiful red snapper. So if you're a kayaker, and you wouldn't think the word kayak and offshore red snapper go together, but he's put it together, and maybe he can help you do some offshore kayak fishing. Louisiana, we don't have a lot of it because you got to go so far out and you're very limited in your distance on a kayak. But over there on the Alabama-Florida coast, a different situation. All right, looking at your coastal marine forecast, westerly winds today, if you're going offshore, 15 to 20 knots. small craft offshore for warning, at least for the rest of this morning. Those winds will be dying down, and tomorrow they'll be coming out of a southwest direction, 5 to 10. You can expect seas 2 to 3 feet, only about a 20% chance of rain. Interior lakes and bays, today 10 to 15, light chop, again, westerly winds, and 5 to 10 out of the west tomorrow with smooth conditions. Your average tide range, 1.3, so you got a lot of water rocking and rolling, particularly with that west wind behind it. And we'll be back right after this time out to talk to Robbie Campo. We check in with him at Campo's Marina in Shell Beach, find out how they weathered that storm that passed through there in the last couple of days, and also how the fishing outlook is for the weekend. Back with that and a whole lot more. Welcome aboard the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Well, Shell Beach, Hopedale, Delacroix, though that's the jumping off points for lots of fishing areas all across southeast Louisiana, and Campo's Marina is a place we check in every Saturday morning with Robbie Campo to get you the latest. And Robbie, that was some pretty rough weather that moved through yesterday. Were you at the marina when that baby moved through?
Oh yeah, I was here. It was lightning cracking everywhere. It was pretty hectic for a minute, but you know, it passed. And yesterday evening turned out to be pretty good. We had a lot of anglers go out yesterday evening and go try them out, you know, right before dark. But I tell you, it was touch and go there for a little while, Don. It was popping and, man, lightning striking close, man. I was like, oh my God. So we need something like something getting hit around here with lightning. But you know, God had his hand over us and we was all right. So, which is good. I tell you, Don, the fishing this week. Earlier in the week, we're gonna go back as far as Monday, Tuesday. Did great on the outside. When I mean the outside, I'm talking like Bayelwa, Breton Sound, over at the islands. Did really good out that way. But as the week went on, we had that neat tide, and things kind of slowed. The bite kind of slowed down. They caught quality fish. They just didn't catch quantity. But with that said, today you're going to have west winds out there. I don't believe that's going to be a good option to be out there in that sound today. Maybe, but I don't think so. I wouldn't be in there anyway. I would fish the backside of the dam going toward Anastasio, maybe out in Christmas Camp Lake. Right outside of Treasure Pass or somewhere around that area over the Oyster Reefs. I think you could still catch some fish over there and pull a day out of the hat. Maybe Lake Eugene. I still think you could do something over there. Maybe even Lawson Bay. You got to use the wind and go with it. If you want to go fish redfish, I think today your best bet to do that in Lake Bourne is to go fish the western shoreline of Lake Bourne, going towards Proctor's Point up by Camp Bayou, Flagpole Bayou, coming back to Grandy, back around the LaBusse Cut, or in the Mr. Go itself, going up towards Violet. That would be probably your best option for today. Live shrimp under a caulk. We have three rodeos going on down here. We are hosting the Marine Club's rodeo. Hopedale is hosting the Italian American, and Delacroix Sweetwater is hosting the Rick's Cabaret. So it is going to be very busy down here. Be patient, people. We're going to get you in the water. We're going to get you, all of us are doing whatever we can to get you in the water and get you going. So just be patient. I know there are going to be a lot of a lot of people impatient, ready to go, and I don't blame them. So with that said, if you're coming down to St. Bernard Parish, hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us. We'll be waiting on you. And remember, we are a Star Tournament official weigh-in station, so if you don't have your Star Tournament ticket, go get it. You don't want to be that guy.
Exactly. I was just getting ready to ask you that. Have you had any fish weighed in with the Star registrants yet?
Yeah, no tag redfish, but we did have some trout weighed in, some sheephead, a mangrove snapper. But, I tell you, Don, it's been kind of on the poor side for weigh-ins this year. I don't know if it's due to high gas, but it's exactly what it is. It's high gas prices. People just not, can't afford to go, I guess, So, if they hear 50% chance of rain, do you spend $300 to go fishing or do you stay home? People want perfect weather, and I guess that's what we got to deal with now.
Yeah, well, people get out and, they get to that little crossroads and they say, well, do I go on to this spot, make a long run and try to pick up some fish? And then that gas is weighing on their mind and they say, nah, I don't think so. So, people are not going to put the effort forth. And when you don't have the effort, you're not going to get the catch for sure.
Absolutely. I think people are learning this year how to fish closer. I think they're paying attention to the kayakers.
Really. Yeah, the kayak sales, yeah. Kayak sales are through the roof right now.
Yeah, I bet they are.
Yes,
no
indeed.
Gasoline needed. So
No, sir. Well,
so
I'm waiting for those.
People.
I'm waiting for those electric 150 motors to come out. Electric 150.
Oh, yeah.
You'll have a charging station instead of a gas pump. You'll have charging stations all across the side of the marina, huh? Well,
yeah, absolutely.
You and I may not ever see that.
I don't know, Don. There ain't no telling. But I remember, people, it's hot. Stay hydrated. Bring plenty of water. Bring your sports drinks and stay hydrated. We don't need nobody with a heat stroke out here. So with that said, look, come on down and see us, and we'll be waiting on you.
All right, Robbie. Thank you so much, my friend. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right, Robbie Campo at Campo's Marina. Yeah, I guess instead of gas pumps, there'll be electric charging stations at all the marinas, but we ain't there yet. We're a long way from that, but yet some people want to end the gas use in this country. It's crazy. All right, we come back after this. Let me get to some of your text messages. Also tell you about a pirogue race. I haven't heard of one of those in quite a while. Got one coming up down at the Delta Marina end of the month. We'll be back to tell you about that. Text us. What's your favorite Father's Day gift to give or receive? 504-260-1870. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And our freshwater fishing report with Jeff Brule is brought to you by Berkley, the makers of the Power Bait flavors. It attracts more fish, keeps them holding on longer, giving you time to set the hook. With those Power Bait jigs, Berkley's done the science, you catch the fish. Remember, Berkley, a product of pure fishing. And let's talk to Jeff Brule. Jeff, you got into one of those phenomenons known as the mayfly craze on the Pearl. Talk about that. What a great time to be there, huh?
Yeah, it's some kind of water nymph that comes up and they light up on the trees and they discard their, I guess, exoskeleton. It falls in the water. But when you come up to these trees, it's amazing because it looks like it's the cypress trees kind of turn brown, but it's actually mayflies hanging on the tree. So you cast it around it, and you might get hung. I don't usually do that, but a lot of my friends do. And you jerk the limb, and all of a sudden they just, swarm out, and a lot of them will hit the water. When they do, it was amazing because the brim were just waiting on them. They'd be busting underneath them. But we'd hunt beds, and there were still some bedding fish on the Pearl last week. And you just get around with a beetle spin. These are white beetle spin throwing around the beds, and we caught plenty of brim. We even caught a few shell crackers, and we started fishing for some bass with a red shad worm. We even caught some goggle eye doing that, some big ones. They were a little bit deeper, so I don't know if the goggle eye have already spawned and kind of moved back out, or if they hadn't come in yet with this season that we have with the weather. But, yeah, if you're hunting for some good panfish action, head to the Pearl. A lot of these other smaller rivers are doing well, too, on the North Shore. But just earthworms or gulp crickets under a car for just a good old-fashioned beetle spin. And if you're looking for bass, some local areas just throw a red shad worm around lily pads and trees, and you might come up with a few goggle eyes too.
Well, we might need to change the name of those to June flies. They named them May flies because they were really heavy in May, but seemed like they might be a little bit late this year. But it's amazing. You know, those little carcasses or skeletons that they leave that fall in the water, those things are pure protein and some kind of way the fish recognize it. And, boy, they just go crazy if you can take advantage of that opportunity when you find it. Pearl's finally down a little bit, but I'm wondering if all this rain we've had the last couple of days is not going to bring it up. What do you think?
I just checked the gauge, and usually what brings the pearl up is when they get a lot of rain up in Jackson, Mississippi, up around Ross Barnett. That's where they release the water from. So the gauge I checked towards the end of next week, it might get back to 8.5 to 9 feet, and it's about 8.2 right now. So that it might get a little muddy because of the rain, but overall the river's not going to come up and get back in the woods. So the fishing should stay good. I look for all our North Shore rivers, everything down along the Gulf Coast, even with the rain, it'll clean up pretty quick because it's been pretty dry. And even with a 4 or 5 inches of rain here or there, it gets out of the system pretty quick. So it gets back to good fishing after a couple of days.
Chaffalai Basin, down particularly Lake Verrett, they got a crappie tournament going on there this weekend. How's the fishing been down there, and what advice can you give people that are going to be fishing Verrett and some of those other areas?
Well, on the opposite side, the basin side, it's still high, 4.3 feet and steady. So it should fall later, maybe in about a month. We're getting a slow, steady fall on Mississippi, which in turn the Chaffalai goes down. But Verrett side is probably your best bet for just about everything, catfish, standfish, bass. And you just have to kind of move along, find those concentrated pockets of brim. Yeah, they should still be bedding. We've got a full moon coming up. But for the crappie fishermen, you got to look for a little deeper water this time of year. The water's hot over there, so that 8 to 12-foot range is probably where you're going to find most of them. But just slow down your presentation. That's really the key when water gets hot. For the bass, weightless rigs and light Texas rigs just around trees and shady areas and docks and stuff like that, you should be able to pick up a few fish. And for your panfish, just throw a cart with a gulp shrimp or try that beetle spin over there. It works good. And just target shade and cover with treetops and things like that. Those are your best bet for your brim and your white perch.
And, Jeff, how about people fishing the brackish areas, you know, down around the Chef, Delacroix, and, in fact, now some of those areas around Shell Beach hold quite a few bass.
Yeah, there's a lot of bass in those areas, but the reports hadn't really been that good from the Delacroix area. You know, even some of the weights and a few of the tournaments that they have down there kind of low. And but they are showing up on the rocks at the Mr. Go. So if you're traveling down to Mr. Go by the wall, you can go try to throw jerk baits and soft jerk baits and Colorado number 4, Colorado spinner baits are good along the rocks. And you just have to, you'll pick up one or two here or there, then all of a sudden you hear a little concentration of them. But just keep moving down the rocks so you find some bass. But overall, the reports in that whole system have been down. I don't know if maybe some of that restoration work they've done, it's kind of muddied up the water, moved the fish out. But like I said, the reports, I hadn't really got a lot of reports from that area down there.
Jeff, you give us a lot of tech tips. Today, let's talk a little bit about high-vis line versus fluorocarbon. Each has its advantages and disadvantages. Which would you prefer?
I like the fluorocarbon. I think they get more bites, and also there's a little less stretch. You get a better hook set with it. Excuse me. And but some guys like that high-vis line where they watch the line of the lure balls, or they're jigging straight up and down around a tree or a pylon or something, and they just can follow that line as the lure goes back down and they can detect the bites better. I'm more of a kind of a feel on the end of my rod. I just think the fluorocarbon gives me a few more bites. But, yeah, either works fine. It's just kind of a personal preference. How about you, Don? Do you like the fluoro or the high-vis?
I'm with you. If I got to make a choice, I'd go with the fluoro. But, you know, why don't we come up with a high-vis fluorocarbon? That would be the answer, huh?
Well, Berkeley used to have one, TransOptic or Transition, and I don't know if they still make it. I still have a few old spools of it, but it's kind of a gold color on top, and when it goes underneath the water, it changes back to fluorocarbon. It's invisible. Yeah. You can get something like that. They do make a combo, but it's kind of hard to find. But either way, you know, sometimes I go with fluorocarbon, go a little heavier line, and the fish don't see it as much, and I can get in a little thicker tops and stuff.
Yeah.
But like I said, either way.
Now, fluorocarbon is also important sometimes on leaders, even on offshore fish. So it's amazing how well some of those fish can see that line, particularly mangrove snappers. Fluorocarbon's a key to catching those guys.
Yeah, I'm ready for an offshore trip. I hear they've been biting pretty good all over Venice and Grand Isle, so it's going to be a good summer.
All right, Jeff, thanks so much. Really appreciate it, my friend. Good luck on the fishing, and thanks for the report. We always appreciate it.
Thanks, Don.
All right, Jeff Brule, that's our bass and freshwater field reporter. He's going down to Bayou. When we come back after this, pirogue and kayak races coming up at Delta Marina. Tell you about that, and also got some text in from Gary, from Ed, Jim Bob, and some others. If you'd like to get one in, shoot it to us, 504-260-1870. We're back right after this with the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. I got information this week that the Jerry Turlich, the sheriff of Plaquemines Parish in the Delta Marina, will be sponsoring pirogue and kayak races. That'll be coming up on Saturday, June the 25th. You register the day of the races. That'll be at 11 a.m., and the races go on from noon till 3 o'clock, and then they give out the awards. There's going to be some live music and, of course, always food and a good time down there at Delta Marina. It's right there by the Empire Bridge. And, you know, they've got boys, girls, 17 and older, men category, 17 and older, women category. Then we've got the kayak for the men, the women, a blindfold race, which should be pretty interesting, and the best decorated contest. Sounds like a whole lot of fun. And admission is free for the whole day. Bring the family down there and join in. And that's going to be Saturday, June 25th. At Delta Marina, right there by the Empire Bridge. All right, we're going to pause 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves, and I'm coming back with some of your text messages at 504-260-1870 right after we let our local stations identify themselves along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, you know, sometimes, particularly when people do voice-to-text, these things come out where it's sometimes hard to decipher what the message is. So, you know, sometimes I'm a little confused. This one is from Gary. It says, good morning, Gary here, driving my son, Black Bear, to go fishing Hopedale with his pawpaw. Now, maybe your son is named Black Bear. That'd be really cool, but it may be some type of an error, too. But anyway, good luck. And as I mentioned, the Italian-American Fishing Rodeo, I think that thing is like 40 years old or older, maybe. Robbie Rabb is the director. They're doing really good with it down there at Hopedale. It's going on today, so if you're not signed up for it, when you get back in from fishing, you might want to join the party. Well, I mean, some excellent Italian food is served there, and they present the awards, and always a good event. All right, and we got someone says, in Lafayette, heading to Grand Isle for a week, West Mark. Again, I don't know if that's from Mark. I don't know if that's West Bank. Again, some of these text messages. But anyway, whoever that is in Lafayette, head to Grand Isle, good luck to you. All right, then we have Ed Miller from Wilmer, Alabama. He checks in. He's one of our regulars. He needs to get a few ingredients for a West Indies salad. Now, you know, if you're looking for something cool to eat, on these hot afternoons, oh, you can't hardly beat a West Indies salad. And what that is, I learned about that from David Hubble, from Hubble's Hearth. He's one of our foodies over there in the Mobile, Alabama area. It's real popular in Alabama, and that's where it was invented. But it's a pretty simple recipe, and I don't recall if we had David do it for a Bayou Wild cooking feature or we talked about it. But if we didn't do it, we need to. Simple ingredients, a yellow onion, some big lump crab meat, lots of it, a vegetable oil, and kind of a tart vinegar. I guess you could use balsamic or cider, and then some salt and fresh pepper. And that's it, pretty much simple, and get that real cold, and you can maybe put it on a little bed of lettuce, too. You might want to throw that in there, but it's a really good dish. It's called the West Indies Salad. It may be on our Bayou Wild TV recipe list. If not, we need to get it on there for you. All right, we're going to take a break and come back, and I got some more of your text messages if you'd like to get one in. That number again is 504-260-1870. Father's Day's gifts. What did you get for Dad? Or if you are a dad, what was your favorite gift you ever received? Love to hear from you. Father's Day weekend next week, and it's time to get out and do a little shopping. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, coming up shortly, we'll have a Grand Isle Fishing Report with Captain Darrell Carpenter. Let me get to some of these text messages. This one says, Don, non-ethanol gas, which is best to use in outboards and really best to use in any engine, in Pearl River yesterday evening was $5.07 a gallon. This morning I get up to go fishing, it's $5.29 a gallon. This is nuts. Well, we're going to keep seeing some of this craziness as long as leadership in this country has a war on fossil fuel. They want to eliminate it, and, you know, that's not such a bad thing if we could go all electric, but we got to have infrastructure in place, and we are far, far away from that, and it's causing extreme problems with the economy, particularly in the oil and gas industry in the Gulf Coast area. It certainly affects that, but it affects transportation and also the economy having to pay these high, high prices, and hopefully that will turn around. All right, here's one says, Don, I'm taking my daughter to the trestle. Would love a fishing report. Jim Bob. Well, Jim Bob, I got to tell you, today probably is not the day to do it. That storm system has moved out in the Gulf, but it left us with a west wind. I'm sure there's going to be some very dirty water in that Lake Pontchartrain area. Westerly wind also promotes that. I'm going to get Captain Mike Gallo on and maybe get a little update, but I would maybe think about rescheduling that trip. Maybe as late as this afternoon or maybe even tomorrow would be much better, when that wind finally switches direction and lets that water settle down. There's a lot of sediment gets suspended in that and makes it difficult to fish. All right, let's see. We have morning, Don. The backstrap stacker is checking in from Mobile Bay. He's trying to catch one of those tagged redfish. We finally got the CCA Star Tournament in Alabama. Well, it's about time, and good luck to you and all those Alabama fishermen. Have not heard any star fish, tagged redfish being caught, either the blue ones in Louisiana, which gets you a year's supply of Michelob Ultra, I love that, or a red tag, which could get you a truck, a boat, motor, RV, lots of prizes. But keep on fishing out there. There's a bunch of them out looking around to be caught. All right, here's one says, HB 1033 got tabled in the state Senate. How do we find our state senators? I keep getting Cassidy and Kennedy. They are not our state senators, though, are they? Trying to support that pogey bill. No, Cassidy and Kennedy are on a federal level. This bill is being handled in the state legislature. If you go to Louisiana legislature, just Google it. It will list all of the state representatives and state senators by district, and you contact the ones that represent you. That's my advice on that. Here's one. How do any rule changes affect someone with a lifetime license? That's from TRD in Kentwood. Yeah, there's a lot of changes in the Louisiana fishing and hunting licenses. As far as a lifetime license, whatever you purchased is good to go. You are grandfathered in with it. All of the benefits that came with it when you bought it are still good. And that still applies. The only thing now is they do not sell separate lifetime hunting and lifetime fishing. It's a combination license. You buy that and you get to do everything. And also, it's not broken down by age groups anymore. All right, here's one says, I have a squirrel problem in my yard. Should I set a cage trap and bring them to a park, or is it legal to shoot them with a pellet gun? Not legal to shoot them. It's not squirrel season. They're out of season. If you can trap them and you got a little cage trap and you want to relocate them, that's fine. There's no problem in doing that. All right, let's see. Here, one of my favorite Father's Day gifts I received was John Foltz's Encyclopedia of Cajun and Creole Cuisine. Really kicked off my interest in exploring Cajun Creole food roots. You know how that's turned out so far. That's from my friend David Hubble. I was just talking about them. Check him out, Hubble's Hearth. You can Google it and find out about some of his jellies and other products. He's a real foodie. But great suggestion. I've got all of John's books, you know, the ones that's from the cooking. He's got the seafood Bible out there. He's got the one from Field to Freezer and, you know, Lies, Hooks, Lies, and Alibis. He's also got one on cooking veggies. Only thing about John's book, you got to work out to carry him around. They are definitely, you better have a strong coffee table if you're going to set it down to keep it there, because his books are comprehensive. Just go to jfoltz.com and you can find out those books. So go to the bookstores and you can pick one up if you need it for Father's Day. That is an excellent gift idea, David. Want to thank you for doing that. If you have a gift idea, we'd love to hear from you. Our contact number to text us is 504-260-1870. Questions, comments, your reports, We love to hear from you every Saturday morning. We come back after this. We're going to look up Captain Darrell Carpenter. I'm looking at the radar, and it looks like right now the storms are mostly offshore. Some of them you might be able to see from Grand Island. There's also one moving from the south, no, from the northeast to the southeast, northwest to the southeast, along south of Cocotree. So be careful of that one. But the Grand Isle looks pretty clear at the moment. We'll get his report and also some fishing advice for you right after this time out. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, got a big rodeo going on this weekend down in Grand Isle called Swole Fest. A lot of good people, a lot of volunteers do a lot of good work for a great charity. If you can participate in it in any way, I invite you to stop down there. It's on the end of the island, on the east end. Check it out. Darrell Carpenter joins us now, if you're going to be fishing down there, to give us a little bit of advice, as he does every week. Darrell, first of all, weather. I'm looking. Looks like that system has moved offshore from Grand Isle. What is left on the back and front side of the island after that thing passed through?
Well, the front side, Don, has still been exceptionally dirty because they're catching so much shrimp. They've got so many shrimp boats working up and down the front. You can catch pockets of it that are clean, and that's important to hit. All week long, we've had problems with dirty water in the back. The way the wind and the weather's been going all week, it's just got everything. That's just getting larger and larger. Late, what we are finding is, and we only run morning trips, but what we're finding is, late on that rising tide, there's a whole lot of clean water. Like, look at the Grand Isle Bridge. You can see how this is up. 2 miles off the coast, you got to look at the water. That's fine to come in every day, but it's late in the rising tide. Last couple of days, we've been traveling north, putting up some smaller fish, and just you find it acceptable for the north. But everything else has been a little bit hit and miss. It's definitely affected the catches, the numbers of fish. Some people find them, some people don't. It just depends on the day and whether or not you found clean water.
Now, we're having a little bit of problem here, and if you could maybe back off that throttle a little bit, it might help us clear it up because we can hear you kind of bouncing along there.
That sounds better.
That's much, much better. All right, so if you would, tell us again what the situation is for speckled trout. If somebody wants to come down there, definitely want to get trout, which is probably the most popular species May and June on the island. Tell them what's the best advice.
Well, so if you're fishing this rodeo and you just insisted on that bigger fish, you got to go tough it out front. Now, yesterday it was rough out front. You can find some clean water here and there, but there's so many shrimp boats up here, it's keeping it dirty. The cleaner water is to the north of the island up in the protected marsh. If you get up there, you're battling with smaller fish, and, you know, it's just you're going to have the numbers, but you're not going to have the size. Like I said, the back this week, from all this weather we've had this week, everything close to the island has been muddy except for on that end of that rising tide. Then you get some pretty clean water coming in. But other than that, it's just covering ground and looking for it.
Now, you had mentioned there are some pockets of clean water. So if you find in those little areas in between that muddied up water from the shrimp trawlers, that could definitely be a hot spot for you.
Oh, yes. I'm not going to say nobody's catching fish on the beach. And, probably your better bet is your live pogie and your live croakers, because croakers make that little bit of noise in that muddy water. There are people catching fish, but it's not those 70, 100 fish days.
You know, I've had a few people tell me redfish have, for some reason, have been difficult to find, and certainly we haven't had any of the tagged fish reported yet that were caught. So I don't know if that's from lack of effort or something's up with the redfish. Are you been strictly concentrating on trout, or have you done any redfishing? And if you have, what's been the deal with them?
We did a little bit of redfishing last week, Don, when that weather had us contained into those canals and stuff. I'm not going to say we put a big effort into it, but it was one of those. I looked like a genius because I said, hey, guys, y'all want to catch a couple of redfish? And 10 minutes later, we had a couple of redfish in the boat. We are seeing a whole lot of new stock coming out, a bunch of small fish. So it looks good for the fall. But I can tell you, myself, my captains in the fleet, everybody else has been kind of scratching their head about where all the redfish have gone. Of course, we all know they're receiving a lot of pressure both day and night. And, it may be that speckled trout is on fire and nobody's spending a whole lot of time on it, Or it could be just that, you know, we got to wait for this new crop of fish to grow up, so we got something to put in the box.
How about snapper fishing at the close-in rigs there? How's that been going?
I've been hearing a whole lot on the cobia as far as the snapper at the close rigs. Don, it's almost sickening what's been happening, you know, what the government has done pulling out these rigs. So the close-in rigs have been getting hammered real hard. I'm hearing mostly smaller snapper, a lot of times under legal size. But if you want the big keepers, my boy Evan called me last night. They're out in the Gulf, and he told me point blank, he said, "Darrell, I'm holding some of the biggest snapper I've ever seen in my life."
You got to get out and get. You got to go four ways to get them. They're not going to be at the close
right,
rigs.
Right. No, you got to get into that canyon, into that deep water. It's done gotten hot, Don. It's hard to keep your live bait alive. The water's hot. Those fish are going to go deeper.
You know, something you and I used to catch a lot of when you did more offshore fishing was the mangrove snappers. And, boy, they got a big one leading on the starboard. How's the mangroves been?
They've been doing well, Don. A lot of numbers. A lot of people have been falling back to it. We haven't had the pressure that we had in years prior. So it's the same story. I mean, you can catch some at the close-in rig, but it's just like always. Mangroves have been so heavily dependent. You know, the fishermen have been so heavily dependent on mangroves. To get the good ones, I always recommend try to burn a little bit of gas. I know that's hard these days, but burn a little bit of gas yeah. And get to some water for less travel.
Gotcha. Good advice, Darrell. Hey. Good stuff. We're going to let you get back to fishing. Give us your information if somebody wants to contact you about trip availabilities.
All right. If I can throw one thing in, I'm getting texts from Grand Isle Police Department. They're saying they're having major problems with people driving vehicles on the beach. They're asking me to pass a PSA and stay the heck off the damn beach. Other than that, you can get me at realstateless.com or 225-937-6288.
All right, Darrell, go get him, my friend. Thanks for the report. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Don.
All right, Darrell Carpenter taking time from his trip to update us on the fishing there in Grand Isle. And also, if you've gone down there, no driving on the beach. You will be ticketed if you're going to Elmer's Island. They do not allow vehicles there. You can park. They've got a big parking area, but from there, you got to invent a little bicycle or a pull wagon or something to get your stuff down the beach. No more driving on the beach at Grand Isle. All right, that's going to wrap up hour number one. We come back, we'll get to some more of your text messages. Can't wait to talk to Brendan Bayard. He sent me a picture, some beautiful red snapper caught in his kayak. Yes, there's a snapper available for you kayak fishermen. He'll tell you where and how. We'll catch up with Ryan Lambert. He's on doing some traveling. We'll find out where he is, what he's up to, and get a Born on the Bayou report from our friend Captain Mike Gallo. And, oh, yeah, everybody's favorite, Bad Boys of the Outdoors. And your text messages, your best Father's Day gift. We're back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.